Hi all, and welcome to the latest edition of Get Stuff Done. Today I'm joined by Orla Cafferty, and Orla's the director of DataScan. DataScan, are they in the whole sector of outsourced document services provision for various types of sectors and companies? I'll let her describe that herself. So Orla, thanks for coming to talk to me today across Zoom.
Yeah, Fintan, thanks a million. Delighted to be here on a nice dull Friday evening and Finglas here, you know. So thanks for the introduction, Ed. And as you said, my name is Orla Cafferty. I'm the director of DataScan Document Services. We've been involved in the processing of return news and magazines for Newsprint for the last decades, really, since 1993. And we're a second generation family business. Business originally set up in 1993 by my parents, and I took over from them really in the last number of years, as my father Park wanted to kind of take it a bit of a sidestep, take a little bit more time playing golf and pursuing his other business interests. In 2010, as I said, our core business is the processing of news and magazines for Newsbread. And in 2010, then when when the crash came, we decided we needed to really kind of diversify and open up other sources of revenue for the business. So we set up a document services bureau, and that is processing of any sort of documentation for our customers. But of course, I mean, we started that new business in the teeth of a recession. So we thought, oh great, you know, anyone who has paper can be our customer. But we soon, you know, we had a financial investment in that, and we soon realized that actually just that's too broad. I mean, you can't just say, look, anybody who has paper can be our customer. So it was after, you know, a year of kind of banging our heads against the wall, we kind of said, well, we need to find some sort of specific market to focus on to try and, you know, develop a niche. So we decided to write to all of the GPs in Ireland and see what their needs were insofar as document services. So we did a good bit of research, finding out what type of software they used. And we developed a direct mail piece. We wrote to them all and they said, look, if you're using ABC software, we can help you keep it up to date by getting your documents into it. So then the phone started ringing immediately. So and then since then, we've developed a very good niche then working with the main software providers for patient management packages. And so what we do then is we scan correspondence on behalf of GPs, and we upload it under secure protocols into their systems then every week or month or as frequently as they want to use them. So we do all sorts of other document services, from straightforward digitization to accounts payable processing, digital mailroom services, as I might have mentioned earlier. And we have approximately 40 staff employed in our purpose-built premises up in Finglas, here near the M50.
So you've moved into many different sectors and in different areas. And over that period, Orla, is there any work you've done, any particular piece of work you've done that you're really proud of, that really makes you go, wow, that was a great piece of work done?
Setting up the Document Services Bureau, as I said, in 2010 was a big milestone for me because originally the business had been set up by my parents. So this was something that I had complete kind of ownership of. So I was very proud of that, even though it's taken a long time to really get off the ground in the way that we thought it would. A big milestone for that was getting the ISO 27001 accreditation, and we got that in 2017. It's a really big undertaking, you know, from the point of view of financial investment, time and expertise that has to go into it. So that was a huge milestone for myself personally. And, you know, we have a very small core management team. So we're really delighted to get that and to retain it since. Then in 2019, then we set up another section of the business, DataScan Redaction Services. And that's datascanredaction.ie. And what we do then is, you know, when the GDPR came in 2018, subject data access requests became more and more of a thing where you're entitled to get your data or your CCTV footage from shops or shopping centers, or even if you have an accident at work or anything like that, you're entitled to have your CCTV footage. However, the provider of the footage needs to make sure that it's compliant with the GDPR and that providing the footage to you doesn't breach somebody else's privacy in the same time. So we invested in a bureau then, which provides that service, pixelating, blurring out personally identifiable information from CCTV footage clips. And so we have a couple of technicians working in that. And then because you should always listen to your customers. So a few customers asked us, can you do the same thing with documents? You know, and so we said, well, we think we can do it in, you know, a slow way, manually, obviously, that they were doing themselves. But we invested in kind of artificial intelligence software to do that. And I think the lockdown and the pandemic has had an impact on that because people are not in offices and so on at the moment. But we are seeing more and more kind of traction in that service. So, and then from the redaction point of view, then we were the first company in Ireland providing the CCTV redaction service that managed to get the ISO 27001 for that as well. So the 27001 has been a real key milestone in, you know, every aspect of the business for us, you know.
You speak about the lockdown and the challenges that brought. I mean, did it bring anything new for you guys, or was there anything new bits and pieces that you were doing or you're about to do that you're kind of excited about, or that things you didn't expect to see?
Yeah, well, I mean, because we were working with medical records and with the newspapers, we are deemed to be a support function of essential services. So we had to operate all the way through, even in the really harsh lockdown back in March. And look, we are delighted to be able to do that. But there's a lot of uncertainty around that at the time. But it really kind of gave us time to kind of think about really where are we going and what are we doing? You know what I mean? Because some of our management team, obviously, because you couldn't justify having them in the office working. And while our production staff were still operational fully, and as you know, we work 6 days a week here, it kind of did give us time to think about what direction we want to take the company in, you know. So having that step back away from the kind of day-to-day busyness of going out and I love going out and meeting customers, going out and meeting GPs or hospital consultants or whatever in their rooms to look at their documents. Having that time taken away, it really gave me time to think about where I want to bring this business, you know. So we've invested, as a result of that, then we decided we'd invest in expanding our sales team. I mean, before that, it was only myself and the sales administrator who'd look after all the sales. I'd go out and meet the customers and so on. So we just recently hired a new sales resource, Kim. So she's joined the team. So while we're strong in the medical records and the medical records processing, we haven't made enough inroads into the commercial document services. So Kim is coming from a commercial background, so she's focusing on expanding that range of services for us. So the key ones, then, as I said, the digital mailroom, the service whereby larger corporates typically redirect their mail to us. We process it under a PO box arrangement. We scan it, identify it, and index it up to and deliver it remotely then via encrypted protocols then to the end user of that piece of mail. So we're growing that aspect of our services. Allied to that then, a natural bedfellow of that then is the digital mailroom service, or sorry, excuse me, the accounts payable service. And same thing, digital, it's very, very much like, operates very much like the digital mailroom. In comes the invoices, the credit notes, the purchase orders. We process them and we deliver them into the back end of whatever package the customer is using. So,
and that's a lot to get through in that period of time. And yeah, speaking of getting through things, Orla, is there any hint or tip that you'd ever give to anyone about the best way to, most efficient way to get things done, and kind of a life hack that you would have, your golden rule for getting things done?
Yeah, apart from on a personal note, I love to get up early and try and get a head start on the day. I mean, get some kind of family obligations and, household stuff out of the way in the morning. But as an SME, I mean, I really believe that you should be partnering with other organizations to provide, to kind of step above what you can do yourselves in a small way. Well, we have got many partners that we collaborate with. I mean, your name is collaborative. I mean, like, collaboration is huge for us. I mean, we're like because we are so small, and you know what we can do, we can generally provide some element of a service. So we partner with organizations like Crown Records Management, which means that we provide a certain element of a service that they offer kind of in an end-to-end manner. And it just, it just means that you can kind of scale up. You can deal with customers that you normally wouldn't be able to attract yourself, and you can really leverage off what other people can do. And I mean, I also think that, like, taking a bit of time back out of things and saying, am I trying to reinvent the wheel here? And there are already companies that we can partner up with that already know this space.
Okay, one last thing. You've been great with your time. Yeah. Just one very quick last thing. What over the last two lockdowns and whatever number of months have you done to get away from it all? What's been your TV show, your music, your book, your what's been the thing?
My thing is probably we live out in Raheny, so we're walking in St. Anne's Park and on the beach in Dollymount. That would be the main thing, probably. Yeah, that I'd say that's it. Probably the two little dogs with two Yorkies, they've had their legs walked off them. I mean, really, they're like, no, not another walk, please. You know, so it isn't very important to try and find balance. I mean, we have four kids, so two of them are adults now, but it is important to try and find balance.
Orla, thanks a million. You've been great with your time. Thanks for your insights.
Thanks, Vincent. Pleasure.
We'll catch up soon.
Thanks a million.